Good morning, everyone. We'll do a little exercise. Okay, exercise, okay? You have to tell your neighbor that this statement, the man on the stage is the worst sinner in the church. Say it, come on. Say it. Okay. Now the next statement you can tell your neighbor is, you are depraved. Say it. The third statement we can say is, I am depraved. Yeah? But we are all saved by the grace of God. My first statement made it very clear. If somebody talks to you about me, you can tell them, I've already heard it. He publicly confessed to the church. Okay? So, let's turn to John 13. I've been thinking about this subject for a long time. And John chapter 13 and verse 8. Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me. You know, I was thinking about this subject today of this aspect in our lives where many times in our lives we are negative. Many times in our lives we are critical. We live in unbelief. We accuse. And why does that happen? Why does that happen? And the example is in Numbers chapter 13 and 14. And this is what it says. They go to spy out the land. Moses sends out 12 spies, each a leader of the tribe. And this is what they say when they come back. In Numbers chapter 13, verse 30. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Now let's examine these two statements, okay? And I want us to really think. Caleb says, we are the same, it is the same situation. Caleb says, we are able to go up and take it. Verse 31, but the men who had gone with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Now in verse 31, are the 10 other spies lying? It's an important question. Are they lying? They're not lying, they're saying the truth. The Anakims are bigger than us. Right? So what do we see here? There is a situation here where two people, Joshua and Caleb, are living by faith. And they're saying God has said it, therefore we are able to overcome it. And the 10 spies are living by sight. And they are saying we are not able to. And both of them are right. What are they? Both of them are right. But one set of people are natural, they are carnal, and they are living by sight. And two people are spiritual, they are living by faith. And that's the difference. The only difference in our lives is how we look at a situation. That's the only difference. Correct? When, for example, when Naomi went back to her land. Oh, Naomi has come, Naomi has come. Right? What did she say? Don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara. Call me bitter. Don't call me pleasant. I lost my husband. I lost my two sons. So, if you really ask her, was she lying? No. Was she speaking the truth? Yes. But what was her perspective? She allowed something to come between herself and God. She allowed something. And now this is really important for us, that God has just not saved us and justified us. In John 13 it says, he who is bathed, John 13:10, doesn't need to be washed. That talks about justification. The moment you believed in Christ, you were justified. No court can accuse you of sin. And even in the courtroom of heaven, you cannot be accused. Because Jesus died for you, he paid for it all. And the moment you said, I believe, you are justified forever. It is not a feeling, it is a fact. Today, irrespective of how well you are doing with God or not, you and I, what are we? Justified. But something happens in our lives, and somebody comes in the church, hey, justified, Mr. Justified. And we says, don't call me justified. I am unjustified. Are you understanding? Why? Because what needs to happen in our lives is cleansing. We cannot move forward with God unless we are cleansed. All of us believe in the Lord and all of us are there with Him, but not all of us are being cleansed on a daily basis. And this is what happens. When we are not cleansed, then what we focus on everything else apart from the Word of God. When we are not cleansed, oh, so and so said this to me. Correct? And we can't get over it. Or this happened in my life. My this one died and I can't get over it. Or I lost my job or I lost my business and I can't get over it. And in Numbers 13, because they disbelieved God, there was a consequence. And you know what happened? They went round and round in circles in the wilderness for 40 years because of their unbelief. They went what? Round and round in circles. And sometimes our life is like that. We are going what? Round and round in circles. Correct? Sometimes in a marriage we are fighting about the same topic. 20 years later we are talking about the same topic. Sometimes in a church we are fighting about the same event 20 years later. Why? We are going what? Round and round in circles. In Proverbs 26:11 says, as a dog returns to his vomit, so a fool repeats his folly. Why is that happening? Because we are not being what? Cleansed. We are telling the Lord, you shall never wash me. I can handle my life. I can do it on my own. You shall never wash me. And the Lord says to us, if I don't wash you, you have no part with me. It's not talking about eternal security, but it is talking about an experiential living. And this is really important today. This is the testimony of the Bible. This is what I believe, and I assume we all believe, that God just doesn't want us to enjoy positional truth. But God wants the truth of the Bible to come into our experience. Amen? He just doesn't want us to say, wow, and that was such a beautiful message. But He wants the Word of God to come into our what? Experience. He wants us to experience the power of the Word of God. He wants us to experience the cleansing of the Word of God. Are we understanding? And this can only happen when we come to the Word of God. We hear it by faith. Faith comes by hearing. We respond to it in faith. And guess what? We can say like Caleb, God has said it, so He will do it. There is a death to self. Now this is exactly what happens. There are three things which generally affect us in our lives. The first thing which affects us is circumstances. Adverse circumstances. Sickness, bad business, losing a job, etc. The second thing which affects us is people. People letting us down, saying something unkind. And the third thing which affects us is our own sin. When we fail, when we can't get over some sin we have done or an addiction or something. And you know what is the good news this morning? This is the good news. That God is inviting us and He's saying, come, I'll wash your feet. Isn't that beautiful? Come, I'll cleanse you up. Right? Whatever your situation is, I can clean it up. Right? And you can start on a brand new page. Isn't that beautiful? I think that is beautiful. That is really beautiful if we really understand what this is about. Okay? I just want us to understand what this is about. This is not just magnificent theology. This is real life. And you and I can be brought to a point where no matter what happens, we can say the Lord gave and the Lord took away. Blessed be the Lord, name of the Lord. See, the key is this. We have to go to the cross on a daily basis. Many times we forget the cross. You have to go back there and you have to visualize the Lord dying on the cross and His blood dripping for us. Because there it is all made zero, right? Everything is made zero. You and I were accepted. Is that clear? And when we come to the Lord will do everything. And the Lord wants us to move out of this cycle, to move forward. You know, in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, Solomon is the writer. He is watching life and he is saying, everything is a cycle. One generation comes, another generation goes. The wind comes, goes back. The rivers flow into the sea, then it becomes water. It's a cycle. And Eastern religion, Eastern mysticism, they say that life is a cycle. Right? You die, you become a monkey, you get purified, it's a cycle. Correct? Right? You become a fly, you become something. Hebrews 9:27, the Bible says that life is not a cycle. It's a linear movement from point zero to the end. I am the Alpha and I am the Omega, right? It's a linear movement. It's a linear movement. And it's not a cycle. Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed for man to die once and then the judgment. And you know what the good news is? The good news is that our first point is established. When you got saved, you were forgiven. It's established. Our last point is also established. We are going to heaven. No matter how bad your situation is, we are going to heaven. So I want to encourage all the senior citizens, hang in there. The rocket ride is coming. Either it's your turn first or my turn. Because nobody knows, right? But the key is this. In sanctification, God wants the word of God to come in. Right? And he wants us to mix faith with it and obey it. And you shall know the truth. And your truth is what? Set free. And you come out of the cycle wherever you are. And you break free. And you go forward in a linear movement. And we are heading forward. Where are we heading? The final point is heaven itself. Is that beautiful? So let's take the word of God seriously today. At the Bema seat, nobody will be there. I was thinking, we were taught once, Hebrews 13:17, the pastor will give an account. I was thinking, what if pastor exaggerates about me? Or pastor hides says something wrong about me. Then I just realized God is omniscient. Isn't that incredible? It's going to be the Lord, it's going to be you, and it's going to be the book. And the Lord will only ask you this. This is what I did to you. Right? Love one another as I have loved you. John 13:15, as I have done this washing of feet, I have done this example, you do it to one another as I have done to you. Ephesians 4:32, Colossians 3:13, forgiving one another as I have forgiven you. Right? He will only ask this. I did it for you. Did you do it for me? And I didn't ask you to do it for me in your strength, but by my grace, could you do it? In closing today, there is no situation in our lives which God cannot cleanse us from. Today is a brand new day. God doesn't want us to live in the memory of a past event or a past failure or something which somebody said. God wants us to live what? In the book. So let's be encouraged today. Let's go forward. Right? If God is calling you into missions, take that step. God is calling you to get married, take that step. Right? If you are single for a long time, take that step. Right? Let's go forward. Because God is faithful. Romans 13. Today our salvation is nearer than we first believed. Amen? So in closing, this is an encouragement. Yes. Can I be critical? Yes. Can I be negative? Yes. And I can be that way my whole life. And it's not going to benefit me. It's not going to benefit anybody else. But by faith, by death to self, I can have words of faith. I can have words of love. I can have what? Words of what? Edification. Right? Right? Is that possible? It's possible. And Joshua and Caleb saw the promised land. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you. We worship you. Your word says in Ephesians 3:19, Paul prayed that we would have a love which goes beyond knowledge. In 1 Peter 1:8, you said you give us a joy unspeakable. In Philippians 4:7, a peace that passes all understanding. But all these three things are happening in adverse situations, Lord. And you allow those situations in our lives to bring this out in us. And may our lives just not be one of beautiful theology, but may our life also be the experience of it, Lord, by faith, by grace, through your love. And help us, Lord, this day, this morning, to start our lives on a brand new page with you, absolutely cleansed, absolutely restored, absolutely healed, and absolutely whole. We thank you, we praise you. Give us the grace to move forward, Lord, in faith. In Jesus' name.